From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for September the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I'm telling you right now, LibertyRoundtable.com is where live and on-demand radio resides. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips free. But if you have the heart to help, every penny will grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. And as we, the people, decide that we're not going to allow their narrative of manipulation any longer. We, the people, will stand. We will report. We will work together. And we will preserve this wonderful, blessed country. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Saturday, I was live. And I had the opportunity to break down the reasons that we've been on the radio for over 25 years. We talked about the monologue on our sacred mission, ladies and gentlemen. That is to preserve and protect life, liberty, and property and promote God, family, and country. Second hour, news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live, weeks in review. We covered all that. And we also played a soundbite from Muhammad Ali, back in the 70s. He had a message to Britain about how God made us different. And a lot of people would say Muhammad Ali is a racist because he talked about black people and white people are completely different. Yeah, he talked a lot about that. He talked about the importance of understanding who we are. And he didn't say anything bad about white people or black people or anything like that. He did talk quite a bit about, though, how we're different. And it's okay that we're different. He basically indicated that we're all God's children. But we're different, and there's nothing wrong with us being different. We have different likes, different expectations, right? That's okay, was his point, right? Anyway, very good stuff. We played that, and a lot of people would say we're pretty bad to play it, but understand that it was given to the British population by a black man in America. And he even talked about the difference between a black man that's in Africa and a black man that would be in the United States. And he highlighted they're not even comfortable together. Not that they should be enemies by any stretch of the imagination, but that they're different. Their food's different. Their expectations are different. Their behavior's different. Their language is different. Their understanding is different. Their expectations are different. And it went on and on and on. Anyway, it was very educational. Because, again, can we be different? Can we acknowledge that we're different without being racist? And if we can be different and acknowledge we're different, then can we accept that by free association, people cling to what they know, what they like, what they're familiar with, what they are comfortable with by nature, and there's nothing wrong with that? In other words, I can gravitate towards my people by race, as well as anybody else can gravitate towards their people by race, Asian, whatever the case may be. And can we allow that to occur without being racist by free association? See, the founding fathers believed in that view. That doesn't mean that we wish harm on anybody else or any other race. Okay, Muhammad Ali talking about a black man in America and a black man in Africa saying, you know what? The black man in Africa is different. They talk different. They think different. They behave different. That's okay. No one's downing that or saying that one's better than the other. We're just acknowledging they're different. We can even learn about one another and celebrate our differences in a way. And we can even associate with one another, by all means. But forced association's a problem, and the denial of free association's a problem. And when free association's allowed to occur, and we criticize those who gravitate towards what they're comfortable with and what they know. I'll give an example. There's even deaf communities. Not because they hate the hearing, but because they're comfortable around one another. They have jokes and understandings and similar difficulties and similar celebrations, and right, blind people in many ways are the same way. People that are construction workers are the same. So you can gravitate around race, religion, opinions, hobbies. I mean, it goes on and on. That's all about the free association. There's nothing wrong with the differences. Right? Is it better to be somebody who makes quilts, a quilter versus a non-quilter? Should there be a divide? Of course not. But is it okay if one group is, you know, one sets of people are quilters and they seek each other out to spend time with their hobby of quilting? And then those who are not quilters don't necessarily gravitate towards that group, right? Is that okay? Or is that the non-quilters hate the quilters and the quilters hate the non-quilters and so on? See, this divide tactic is just psychotic and insane. It genders hate and abuse, and it's wrong and it needs to stop. Anyway, we talked about that last couple hours on Saturday. News that networks refuse to use starts now today. Hope you had a delightful weekend. I know I did. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Normally, Lowell Nelson is with us, but he's been off for a couple of weeks taking care of some other business. He'll be back soon, though. Don't think he's gone from the broadcast. He just needs a little bit of a hiatus. He will be back, though, and he'll be in fine shape as well when he's back. Nevertheless, I guess there's a big ban, Kurt. State begins banning unvaccinated students from what? Government school, Kurt?
Well, yeah, we haven't seen this, at least as far as I know. I've never seen a real thing like this happen. It's kind of come slowly, or I guess you could say it's been ramping up for years, and now you've got, a state that's basically banning students that don't want to participate in vaccinations.
Now, just ban them? Just say you're not welcome here? Now, is that kind of like racism, Kurt? Or, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, or the unvaccinated or the great unwashed? It doesn't matter your opinion or your belief or your understanding or expectations or concerns about the vaccinations. You're just on the other side of the divide, and that's the end of that, right?
Yep. You know what you've got, Sam, is... this is WorldNet Daily Peace, and one lady responded, or one individual feeling like, everything was just changing. She said, my life has stopped, basically.
Stopped.
And, I don't get it. But,
well, is this person dead, Kurt, or what?
Well, they're telling her that you can't participate in these... if you're not going to do the vaccinations to your children, then you're not going to participate in the government schools.
Well, she should call that a blessing and a half. Okay.
Well, that's what I was thinking. BuzzFeed News is the source of it. WorldNet Daily picked it up.
Yes.
It says, furious anti-vax parents
furious.
In New York.
The ones that are furious are the anti-vaxxers. The ones that are doing the kicking out are the, pro-vaxxers?
I guess so.
Okay. So they're not furious. They're just kicking everybody out.
These guys are posting memes and images of sad children. And they've shown up in person to protest the governor because a new law that prohibits unvaccinated children from attending school went into effect. They enacted
this
thing back in New York. I think it's just another reason to move out. But anyway, they enacted this in June, and it just went into effect now. It prohibits a school from permitting any child to be admitted to such school or to attend such school in excess of 14 days without sufficient evidence that the child has received all age-appropriate required vaccinations. And that's according to an official publication from the New York Department of Health, Office of Children and Family Services, and the State Education Department. So, that's going on.
Both coasts are out of control. California doing a lot of similar things there. And I got a question. What if a black person's unvaccinated, Kurt? Or what if it's a white person or an Asian person or a Native American or a Mexican or a South American or a Latino or a whatever, right? Or a Hispanic.
Or a transgender.
What if it was a transgender? Good point there. Now, can you be, what if you had all those boxes checked? What if you were like black and transgender? Well, you couldn't, I guess, be female anymore. That category is kind of going away, isn't it? That used to like trigger special status, but no longer in the new era. You know, and what if these people were unvaxxed? What about the white guy that believes in vaccines versus the black transgender who doesn't care? Who do you think's got status then? Who do you think's the protected, special, privileged class then, Kurt?
Man, they used to have something called freedom in New York. And
free association, I might add.
Yeah, but I guess
no longer the case.
Not anymore.
Sadly, the deal, and folks, understand, I know that this racial topic is super sensitive, and I know some of the comments I make, people think, man, Sam, you're a racist, or why do you defend people that are bigots and haters? And I don't defend people that are bigots and haters. I do defend an open dialogue about race, and I don't want to just have an open dialogue about race as long as we agree with the mainstream press / government view of race. I'll give you an example. I was a mortgage broker for a number of years. And on one hand, they said I couldn't be racist and deny people loans based on race. But then one of the questions on there is, what is your race? And when some people would refuse to fill that out, I was compelled by law to fill it out for them, even if they wouldn't fill it out themselves. Then I'm told not to be a racist. See what I'm saying? Liberty Roundtable, live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Yeah, it's the power of love that makes the world go round, ladies and gentlemen. But man, it's the power of hate that has all these division lines. Male, female, races, vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. It goes on and on and on. It's amazing. We've got to have the power of love. I'm telling you that right now. All right, Miley Cyrus. I would not call this love, but I guess, you know, there you go, Kurt. Miley Cyrus on the news, and this stuff's just scary, my friend.
Yeah, good point. WorldNet Daily's got this piece, headline, Miley Cyrus and Girlfriend Split After a Month of Dating. Subheadline, doesn't want a serious relationship.
Now, let me just stop you there to kind of deliver the details on this, Kurt. Both women were married to a man and they left their man divorced their man, and then they got together for a month, and then they split up, and they don't want a serious relationship there now.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what's all up with that. There's a lot of, you know, joining together and leaving in these scenarios. And it just indicates the way of the world, in my opinion, Kurt, versus the way of God. But anyway, continue.
Great point. Yeah, I guess this is the other, probably use this word lightly, but the other lady's name is Caitlin Carter. Well, anyway, they have now,
the only good news is they're apart, Kurt.
Yeah. I guess they spent every day together, and it just wasn't anything that Miley wanted to continue doing. She wants to focus on her career. This is some of the talk, and I guess they got together in Italy just hours before the Wrecking Ball singer. I guess that's the Miley.
That's the name of her tune.
Announced her separation from her husband, Liam Hemsworth, and just weeks after the other one and Brody Jenner ended their own relationship, which has been, they say, rumored to have been an open marriage.
That alone, Kurt, is a very difficult discussion on the radio, but open marriages just means that you don't have the fidelity. When God says, you know, thou shalt have no sexual relations with anybody but your spouse, the one that you're legally and lawfully married to, one man, one woman marriages, you know, this is the opposite of that. This means that you can be involved with whoever you want to. You can satisfy your, you know, most base desires and gratifications. Is that the polite way to highlight it, Kurt?
I
don't know really how else to say it. And I know most people know what an open marriage is, but, you know, we got to kind of explain just because I like to be open in my marriage.
Yeah, but
open that's different
the
than
truth
an open marriage.
And the honesty and all that kind of stuff, but not open to,
it's a violation of God's laws.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a problem.
So open marriage versus open in marriage. Totally different things. And only one word different there, Kurt. But it's interesting to me, too. They want to divide male and female. And I don't know, when they talk about these women's sexuality, too, they use weird terms like, what is it? Pan-socialism or pansexualism, what's it called? Anyway.
I don't know for sure, Sam.
Anyway, they got these new words that define.
Just another word for sin and, you know, godless activity.
I would agree. But I think they're called pansexual, Kurt, if I remember right. There's so many now terms.
Yeah.
I don't know how to highlight it, but they say it's pansexual. Isn't that, you know about this, Kurt?
No.
Pansexual.
That's one phrase I'm not familiar
and gender
with
fluid.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of reminding us that our marriage to Liam's out. And so gender fluidity is what I find kind of interesting, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess when I look up pansexuality, or they say, this is a Google, where the source of all truth, you know, says, or omnisexuality is the sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. Pansexual people may refer to themselves as gender blind, asserting that gender and sex are not determining factors in their romantic or sexual attraction to others. Yep. Well, there you go, Sam.
Now, Kurt, I kind of don't understand this because, see, I'm totally blind, but now we got to get rid of the totally blind term. Because I'm not, what do they call that? Sexually blind? What was it? Gender blind?
Pansexual.
No, it's gender blind, Kurt. Is that what they call it?
Okay. I think so. There's
look back. You just highlighted it right there. It said
well,
something
about
gender
blind.
Well,
I just got rid of it, you know.
You got to hold on to it till we're done with it. Come on now. Anyway, they call it gender blind, Kurt. But I'm not gender blind.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going on dates, Miley says, and I'm changing my style every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She talks about gender fluidity.
It never was happiness.
Her open view of sexuality. She said, I'm literally open to every single thing that's, quote, consenting and does not involve an animal. And as long as everyone's in of appropriate age, everything that's legal, I'm down with it, she says. So now legality determines morality. And see, that's really where we're headed with this. Anyway, I don't relate to boy or girl, and I don't have to have my partner relate to boy or girl. She says, wait a minute, can I call her she, Kurt, now? Miley says. Anyway, there you go. And it gets very confusing. So I'm totally blind, but I can't use that term anymore to denote that I have no sight, because that would mean that I'm gender blind. And that isn't true at all, Kurt. In fact, Miley is more blind than I am, Kurt. This, quote, gender sense. Because she sees no difference. Now, I see that God made us male and female, and that's my understanding and my belief. And I'm going to stick with that belief there, Kurt. And so I'm not gender blind. And you know what that makes me?
A bad gay.
A flat-out bigot and a hater and a bad guy. That's right. Yes, sir. See, that's the way these people go. Now, I don't wish any ill to Miley. I think the poor little girl is so mixed up, it's beyond imagination. If I was her parent, I would not be angry and filled with anger or hate. I would not jettison her or disown her or anything of the sort. But I would be in tears. I would be super sad, and I would be praying for her with all my might.
Yeah.
See what a hater I am? It's just how I roll. Anyway, what a sad, you know, tale to tell. But there you have it in our modern society. All right, let's talk about... Now, here's another divide, Kurt. Again, everything is just divide. Every headline just has divide wordsmithing in it to continue to foment and promote and highlight the divide and everything else. This one is let me get you this straight here for the two divisionary realities. You know, you got the rich against the poor and the poor against the rich, right? Okay, then you got the left wingers against the right wingers, right? You're one of those right wingers, aren't you, Kurt?
Well, I've heard that.
Yes, you are. You just can't help it. You're as right gets your hard right, far right, alt right. You know, the words they use are just wow. Anyway, headline says, right wing mega donor. That's who we're talking about now, Kurt. One of those white right wing mega donors. They're probably white, too, so it'd be right wing, white wing mega donor. You know, person.
Well, right, Sam. And in this case, you know, you get this from, I think this was from Right Wing Watch.
By the way, is Right Wing Watch done by the left wing, Kurt?
No. No, this would be the opposite. I guess the guy writing this name is Josh Israel. So, in this case...
But Josh is not from Israel, is he?
I doubt it.
Because Religious Watch would need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
It does get difficult to figure it all out, but I guess what you've got, Sam, is these guys are complaining that some of the ones on the right, whoever that exactly is, but that they're participating with their money. You know, they're saying that they're trying to buy a Virginia legislative seat with $500,000. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that's like on sale. You know, usually you can't get
$500,000 is nothing. I mean, and they're not even into the bees yet, my friend.
Yeah.
And that's the billions, don't you know? Now, the other thing I find interesting about this, they call it a mega donor, Kurt. Now, I thought that you were only allowed to donate a certain amount to a campaign, Kurt. Otherwise, it was against the law. So is the term mega donor kind of a lawbreaker by nature, Kurt, or what?
Well, in politics, Sam, if you're going to ante up a bunch of money, then they just... The other side that you're not giving the money to is going to complain about it, and that's how that works.
I see. But somehow these mega donors get the pass, don't they, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Now, you're a mega donor, Kurt?
No.
Okay. Would I be considered a mega donor to the media, Kurt? I donate literally gazillions of hours and dollars. I'm a serious new media take center stage mega donor. That's Sam Bushman without a penny to his name. Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. You're you back in a flash. Quantum computing, eh?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump facing criticism after warning that a successful impeachment would set off a civil war-like fracture from which he claims the country would never heal. Illinois Republican Congressman and Air Force vet Adam Kinzinger tweeting that he has visited nations ravaged by real civil war, and he wrote, quote, "I have never imagined such a quote to be repeated by a president. This is beyond repugnant." Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling on Congress again and the White House to approve legislation on universal gun background checks. Schumer renewing his call shortly after President Trump had a meeting with the head of the NRA.
Best way President Trump can prove that he still can govern is universal background checks. That's where governing begins.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Three inmates who escaped from an Ohio prison over the weekend are now back in custody. Police in a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina, arrested the men at about 2 a.m. today, Eastern Time. The three and another inmate had escaped from a jail in southeast Ohio after overpowering two female guards just after midnight on Sunday. Teams at the Grand Canyon will try today to recover the body of a man who jumped to his death from the Grand Canyon Skywalk over the weekend. They say the 28-year-old man jumped from the walkway on Saturday afternoon. The horseshoe-shaped glass walkway, about 800 feet above the canyon floor, just west of the Grand Canyon National Park. Fallout from this month's attack on a Saudi oil facility showing up at the gas pumps. The average price of a gallon of regular in the U.S. up another 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. It's now averaging $2.73. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, Google's out with a bold claim. Sounds like Elon Musk is running Google right now. Kurt, all kinds of belligerent claims and no reality to the delivery there, buddy. It's like in the software business, in computing, we call it vaporware. Quantum computing by Google, Kurt. They got a handle on this, they claim.
Well, and when I saw this, what they're claiming that these are so much faster and so much better, they just can do all this stuff. I just thought you might want to put this on the kitchen table for us, Sam.
Yeah. Well, like what is quantum computing?
Yeah.
Kurt, let me just explain something.
Can you get one at your neighborhood computer place?
You are not technical, my friend. So therefore, you just can't even understand this discussion, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's
now. See, that's kind of how they try to do it, and I highlight that not because I believe that. I think most people are plenty able to understand, but when you do things that are technical in nature, detailed in nature, scientific or otherwise, and you use words and put things in place that the average person just doesn't know how to equate, then of course they don't know, Kurt. And I submit that it's kind of belligerently done by design. Sometimes it's done for job keeping purposes, you know, sometimes it's done just to make everybody else look dumb in the room. I don't know what the purposes of this is, or are, I should say, but nevertheless, it's what goes on. So the question is, what is quantum computing first, Kurt, right? Well, right. And is it real? Okay, so that's kind of the next question you got to ask is it real? And then you got to define real, Kurt. And I don't mean to play games with words, but I really want to break this down for you and put it on the kitchen table. So what is quantum computing? Imagine a string of characters, all right? Liberty News Radio, string of characters, got it? Now, to make that string of characters on a computer, we create a spot in memory, and we put this string, Liberty News Radio. Now, to make that string, digitally speaking, we have what are called zeros and ones, or on and off might be another way to say it. One is on, zero's off, right?
All right.
And this series of on and off states make up the computing world today. So the point is, everything is known. It's an identifiable string. It's in a certain spot, and it has parameters. It's either on or off. And if it's on or off in the right sequences, it's legible. And if it's not, it's gibberish, right?
Okay.
Right. Now, that's normal computing. And I'm don't call me if you're a quantum computing physicist or whatever you are and tell me that I didn't nail it, okay? Because I'm trying to take very complicated topics and put them on the kitchen table for everybody to be able to understand, right? And so if you have a better way to put it on the kitchen table, then by all means, chime in. But if you just want to criticize my explanation, don't waste your time, okay? Because I understand. I'm just telling you, it's very hard to explain the difference. So now that we've taken this identified string that's a certain length, that's in a certain spot in memory, that's got known states, and every known state makes sense, becoming legible and or it's gibberish. Imagine if we take all those things away, Kurt, and now we don't have to have a zero or a one or an on or an off. We can have a variety, an endless variety of states, so to speak.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Well, that's the case. So the problem with quantum computing, Kurt, is it's a theory. Now, we can debate if it's reality or not, and I'll explain why. There are working machines today, Kurt, believe it or not, that can perform some small part of what a full quantum computer may eventually do.
Okay.
So it's been a theory forever. And for a long time, it was nothing more than a theory. But now they, you know, they claim that they can do part of quantum computing. Now, the headline, I believe, from Google is very deceptive. What do they call that, Kurt? Google has achieved.
Read your headline. Quantum computing.
They've achieved what? Supremacy. That's your headline.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got to have that dude right in front of you. Quantum computing supremacy. Now, what I'm saying to you is this theory, they managed to make computers do part of it, Kurt, but not all of it. Now, how do you have quantum computing supremacy when a theory is only partly implemented to date? Can you answer
well,
that for me?
Then, right?
No, you don't. That's exactly the point that I'm getting at. You don't. It's an absolute dishonest lie.
Yep.
Now, they want you to know that quantum computing superiority, Kurt, so I'm not a white supremacist, but these guys claim they're computing supremacists, don't they, Kurt?
It sounds like it.
And they're dishonest.
Uh-huh.
It isn't true. So they claim by quantum computing, they say that it'll change the world, Kurt. They'll be so much faster, so much better. Think of quantum computing versus normal computing. Not only that nebulous definition I gave you first, one is known states, the other one is, well, known consistent states, the other one is a variety of states. Think of it this way. It's mathematically able to do so much greater complications mathematically at a much more fast speed.
And when you say known states, you don't mean like Georgia, Alabama.
No, I mean like on and off.
Like yeah.
Two different states of being, like male and female.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure people knew that.
Okay. So
yeah.
They say quantum computing could make criminals more dangerous than ever before.
Yeah.
Now, then it's interesting. They say Google has developed this supremacy, Kurt, in this quantum computing. And then they say that, hey, quantum computing could really aid criminals. They didn't mean to make that link, but it's just comical.
Ring of criminals, yeah.
Yeah, now,
good point.
They say IBM's on the bleeding edge of quantum computing, and Google is, and they say that this goal could be achieved if everything that physicists are certain about works beyond the theoretical, Kurt. In other words, working in the real world, it's different than their theories and what they claim to be the facts.
Right.
So you got supercomputers. Those are faster than your computer and my computer, Kurt. Those are the kind the government has. You know what I'm talking about? Then they got the quantum computing. And they say that they can handle incredible mathematical problems like we could not believe. Some math problems aren't even solvable right now, but with quantum computing, buddy, solved instantaneously. And you know where they're going with this, don't you, Kurt?
Come on,
you got to get it. This little girl stood up in the UN to tell you all about it, buddy.
Then we can fix the world with quantum computing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, climate change models, they'll be better than ever.
Yeah.
Models of your immune system, models of the global warming crisis. Challenging problems we face will be solved everywhere by quantum computing. Okay, perfect. I'm just telling you right now, buddy, you can't solve them today. You can't even fathom the solutions. But I'm telling you, you launch a quantum computing program, buddy, they'll be solved within an hour, they claim.
Right.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Now, Kurt, I think it's absolutely bogus.
I thought you might have something to say.
Okay, they say that the probabilities that might even be endless in the normal world, Kurt, well, they'll just develop a table in quantum computing, buddy, that'll make the most likely solutions apparent, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even with the highest performing supercomputers, these opportunities for attainable outcomes or solutions, and the probabilities of such and everything, duck soup for this stuff. No problem. Mm-hmm. What would quantum computing accomplish, sir? We don't even know how to do it yet, but we're going to tell you what it'll accomplish, okay? Right. We can't get it done because it's a theory and we've only partially implemented it, but we've got absolute quantum computer supremacy and we'll tell you what we're going to be able to accomplish before we can accomplish it.
Sounds like you said, vaporware.
Okay. Right? Kurt, have you ever programmed an Excel macro, buddy?
No.
Well, here's what
I mean, I might have a long time ago, just done some little thing. And
yeah, Kurt kind of came back in a new life, just not quite as smart as his old one.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, they say you put your inputs in, right?
Right.
Okay. Then each time you put in this long formula, the formula recalculates. And Kurt, the time consumed as the formula gets bigger is longer and longer, right?
Yeah.
If you're on a slow enough computer, you can witness this delay and the increasing delay for yourself, right?
Good point.
As the number increases linearly, right? Like left to right, linearly, okay? Then the macro grows exponentially. When you add one more character, it mathematically becomes much more exponential in terms of its calculations required. You with me so far, buddy?
Not exactly. Well,
come on, man.
What I really know is
if you don't know, you're not allowed to say you don't know.
Stuff, that Kurt, the computer's got to do, which means, hey, it can't really get everything
you
done.
You can't say you don't understand,
you have a
Kurt.
Faster one, you know?
Look, when you're in school, didn't you learn this? You can't claim you don't know. You got to just nod your head and smile and go, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Makes sense to me. Right? Now, Kurt, when you get into quantum computing, though, man, this phenomena goes away.
Because you can know everything.
All right. We'll talk about it in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to get too detailed on this, but I want you to kind of grasp it, okay? I think I'm pretty decent at breaking it down on the kitchen table. All right? Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that will preserve the vanishing resource of the American cowboy. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery that celebrates our history, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. You can order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, these new quantum computers to which Google has already claimed superiority. Supremacy. If you will. These computers, Kurt, I want you to know they're not like your normal computers. The bigger the calculations, the more complex calculations. These computers are so intelligent, buddy, the more complex the calculation gets, it gets faster at solving them. I'm telling you, these are what the quantum physicists are telling us, Kurt. In fact, these computers are so incredible. What they do is they perform their massive quantum task, and then they explode. Yeah, I kid you not. They implode or collapse is the way it happens. And then they, I don't know what you call it, make themselves, reemerge to do it all over again, Kurt, is how this quantum stuff works. You got that? And you're supposed to say yes in government school, buddy.
It's a little confusing, Sam.
Okay, just so you know, I'm a techno guy and I don't got that. And by the way, if the scientists did have it like they claim, it wouldn't be a theory. It would be reality. So they don't get it either, and I've just forced them to admit it, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, if you say, oh, Sam, you're just ignorant and you don't know, but we know, then my response is, why don't you develop one of these and show me full quantum computing on display, including its mathematical ability to have no bounds and to literally create, quantumize, and dissipate, to go again, to use a redneck term. Okay, you show me how that works, and not theory, not on paper, not mathematically, not based on your scientific quote, you know what you think you know, but you don't really know stuff. Build one of these suckers. And the answer is, how do you have Google quantum computing supremacy, Kurt? They say they have achieved quantum supremacy. They say marking a major milestone in computing. And my response is, Kurt, they don't even have a fully working quantum computing model yet, Kurt. Sounds like Elon Musk, as I mentioned at the start. All this technology that we just babble and talk about and go on and on and on about. I don't see it as real, Kurt, do you?
No. Like you said, vaporware is a good phrase for it, I think. You know, it's just not true, right?
Yeah, so while Google's talking about quantum computing in a fake news press release, in my opinion, and I know what they would say is, Sam, we've got it partially working. Sam, we've got more of it working than anybody else. Until tomorrow when somebody surpasses you, how would that be supremacy? Mm-hmm. That just might mean in the leapfrog you're ahead for a minute. Wait a minute, you can't measure in time with quantum, Kurt. Time is kind of irrelevant, buddy. In fact, don't you know the more complex, the faster it gets, man? See, and you know, it exists one day and not the next, and well, it reemerges the next, and it's good, and it's here, and it's going to just change the world, buddy. We don't even know how to do it yet, but we can tell you all that it's going to do. Do you see the propaganda surrounding this, folks? It just isn't the truth. Okay, now, do I believe that they can change the states to, instead of just zeros and ones, there might be a better way to approach the problem? I'm not going to say never, Kurt, or I'm not going to say no, but what I'm going to say is until it's real, until it's, you know, being done consistently, reliably, I'm not going to accept it. Now, they say they're going to move into atoms, Kurt, to make this quantum computing happen. Do you know what that means when we talk about
well,
atoms?
It's not, I know it's not Adams and Eves, you know.
Oh, no, that would be too binary, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right, you ain't got to have that. See, pretty soon there's going to be quantum sex.
Good point.
Okay, what that means is that anything goes. They've already got that, don't they, Kurt? They just didn't know that it was already implementation of quantum. No bounds, no limits, no nothing to restrict your freedom is the lie.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
Now, I know you think I just kind of ramble on and I'm kind of confusing and crazy, but we bring that back to the Miley Cyrus story. We bring this back to this idea that they're talking about here. I mean, it's amazing, right? Anyway, Google supposedly posted a paper on NASA about this, Kurt, and which was later removed, indicating that quantum computers are becoming a reality, Kurt. So they're not reality, they're becoming, don't you know?
Yeah.
Now, let me just ask you a question, though. Google's like a corporation, right, Kurt?
I think so.
I got a corporation. Yeah. It's called Sam Bushman Inc., okay? Now, if Google can post papers on NASA, could I? Could I just put my paper on NASA there, buddy?
Probably be a little difficult for you, Sam.
Okay, but they put it up, and then they had to take it down. Why did they have to take it down there, Kurt?
They don't tell you
why it was later removed, do they?
Not that I know.
But I think NASA's kind of going, we're not going to let you be quantum supremacists here. We don't like white supremacists, and we don't like quantum supremacists either.
Uh-huh.
Now, NASA got scooped by Google on this. Maybe NASA just says you can't have, you know, supremacy in something that we play ball in. Mm-hmm. Will the real quantum supremacist please stand up? Right? And you look at this and you go, what? This is serious business, Kurt. All right? This is serious business indeed. But I look at this thing and it reminds me of the Elon Musk story. Kurt, do you know about this? Elon Musk has got his rocket rolling, buddy. Well, yep. It all depends on what you mean by rolling.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, well, Kurt, I don't think it's flown yet. Do rockets fly? Or do they launch? What do they do? How do you describe a rocket? What if you had a quantum rocket, buddy? I mean, it could come back before it ever left, my friend. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it would defy all physics. It would, you know, sucker would be back before it even left. They could tell you the tale of their mission before they ever go. Not exactly, but I'm highlighting the absurd by demonstrating the absurd a little bit to make the point. Musk showed his prototype, Kurt, for trips to the moon and to Mars. Did you see this?
No. Well, I think I might have seen a little headline.
Okay, they call it SpaceX plans.
Mm-hmm.
To move fast towards putting passengers into space. How fast, Kurt? Quantum fast, buddy?
I suppose that's what you would say, right?
Or not that fast. It's like quantum minus five. You know, they used to have a radio program called X minus one where they talked about that scientific anomalies that were just weird and not understandable and stuff like that, right? And this is like quantum minus whatever. But they say that they're going to go to the moon and to Mars, Kurt. Now, I got a question. Is going to the moon as hard as going to Mars, Kurt, or just the same?
I suppose it'd be more difficult because it's farther, right?
Yeah, but not with quantum computing, buddy. It's closer.
That's right. Yeah.
See, because as the problem gets bigger, man, this thing doesn't approach it the way you would normally linearly think, my friend. It's a different thinking mechanism now. You got to get your arms around this, buddy. They say Starship, that is Elon Musk's like rocket. Now, do you know about this thing, Kurt? It's 164 feet high, buddy. 30 feet in diameter with a projected payload of 150 tons, buddy. You cool with that? It's going to have a room, a capacity for 100 passengers, buddy. 100 people can roll to other planets on this, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, they say combined with this booster, it'll be over 387 feet tall. I mean, this sucker's massive. And they want to basically create a main city on Mars, Kurt. They say the private flight could leave Earth within the next decade. He figured. Right? Now, what do you think of that, Kurt? We're going to do it really fast, but we think it'll happen within the next decade. we're assuming or guessing or what does that mean? Like fast, but the next decade, and we're going to build, you know,
it's inhabitable on its way planets. For sure, maybe.
Yes. This is kind of what I'm talking about. I think that they're completely dishonest here, Kurt. Now, if you want to say, hey, we're working on a project, we think it'll, you know, pan out, you know, and after you go to the moon, we say, we think we might be able to take you further. Okay, I get it. But when you start talking about building inhabitable planets on Mars and taking people there, like right away, like fast, dude, we can't even drive down the road with an automated vehicle or an autonomous vehicle safe enough yet to let it rove in society freely, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like the weatherman going, hey, man, I'm telling you right now, it's getting global cooling's going down. I mean, warming's I mean, climate change is happening. And then they're like, miss the weather today. Hey, it's cloudy with a, what do they think? Cloudy with a whatever, a meatballs, what's that thing?
Yeah, chance of meatballs.
Yeah, chance. Like that big old term chance, you know, I couldn't remember that there. I'm too non-quantumized for that, and so I couldn't remember chance. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, there would have been nothing left to chance if I was quantumized. Now, their real goal, Kurt, is to eventually use quantum computers and tap them into your brain, buddy. Because just think of what you could do if you were backed by quantumics. You'd be quantumized. All the different things you'd be able to evaluate in an instant, my friend. You'd be the problem solver.
Extraordinaire.
Right? Okay. And this is what they want you to believe in. And I got a problem with all this because, Kurt, it's all theory. Now, I hope Elon Musk can go to the moon. That'll be really cool. And I hope it becomes so routine that everybody can go to the moon if they want to. It's like going on a roller coaster of old. Roller coasters are like to normal computing is going to the Mars planet to live for a year or two. Like, it'd be a foreign exchange student kind of program, Kurt. That's kind of quantum-esque in relation. You know, you used to go on roller coasters. Now you just go to Mars. Live there for a year or two in a foreign exchange program. And, you know, yeah, they want you to believe this stuff's all happening, Kurt, but I don't even believe we can get autonomous cars rolling. I don't even believe we can make a computer have more than 10 hours of battery life, Kurt. Much less quantum computing. I mean, we can't get drones to deliver. Well, wasn't it Jeff Bezos? He was going to have these drones delivering products to your door like yesterday, wasn't he, Kurt? Now he's got some Uber dude running around.
Yeah.
Instead of his drone.
The same.
You know, and so this is what I mean by I appreciate the optimistic idea. But when you start to publish it as news and when you start to publish it in NASA's, you know, what do they call it? Database or whatever.
Right.
Posted a paper on NASA. I assume that means on their website, in their database. What does that mean, on NASA? Is like NASA a planet, Kurt? Oh, no, it's a government entity that's supposed to compete with Elon Musk and compete with Google, right?
Good point.
Oh, no. We're not going to fund that. We're just going to let the private sector do it via government money. Pass it all to Elon and Larry Page and all these other goofballs out there in high tech. Okay, all I'm telling you is I appreciate their focus here, but I'm telling you, they act like they're quantum and you're just an idiot out there. And I'm telling you right now, I'll bridge the gap and I'll take anybody on this. Do I know as much about quantum computing as the physicists and those who are working on it? Absolutely not even close. But I know enough to know that it's vaporware, Kurt. It's talk. It's theory. They've only got partial implementations. But they have no business talking about it's a reality and we have supremacy. And that's just dishonest. Just like Elon Musk, if he wants to say we're going to really try to go to the moon, I really hope we can get there in 10, 20 years. Man, if we went there back in 69, why is it taking Elon so long? And why, if he can't even go to the moon yet, is he talking about going to Mars and having a planet on Mars? I mean, these people are just absolutely intellectually dishonest. It ain't happening like they say it is, says a redneck on your radio. How's that? And I'll take any one of these on in a debate. Let's go on TV and debate this. I'm just going to ask you one question. Do you have a fully functional, working quantum machine? If you don't, I hate to tell you, but you think you're a supremacist? But you're not even close.
Yeah.
Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam, he's Kurt. Scott Bradley, the doctor, will join us. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare God loves you. And God save the Republic of the United States of America.